Hello, this is Anyat.
Yeah, hi, Ernst. This is Patrick from Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for getting back to me.
No problem at all.
Yeah, so you said Annie forwarded you over the email I sent to her?
Yeah, she sent it for me, and I thought I would reach out and see if we can start a conversation and if there is an area that we can work together.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, sounds like things are going pretty good over there. You guys said you guys are continuing to grow.
Yeah, this year on year, we've been growing about 20%. Last year, we grew over 20%, I think. So sales are growing well, and we're taking all that profit and reinvesting in the company. So the company is growing as well, pretty quick.
Oh, that's awesome. That's, you know, great to hear. I mean, any idea on what you guys might be looking for? We sent over a pre-approval. It was for $250K for any working capital or equipment financing you guys might be needing. So, mm-hmm. Which sounds like a better ballpark for you. I'm not sure if you're too familiar with either of those. Our equipment financing is more of a traditional type loan, set up more like a typical car loan. We got people set up on 2 to 5 year terms with monthly payments, and rates typically start in the mid-single digits. Working capital, on the other hand, a fairly newer program, lets you access more cash than a typical line of credit. We base ours off of sales, and we're typically able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So, which seems like a better fit for you guys.
Currently, probably the working capital seems like a better option for us because we don't have that much equipment budgeted for this year.
Exactly.
I can tell you a little bit what our debt facilities look like right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we and the parent company is an Australian company, and then we have two U.S. subsidiaries. In the U.S., through the bigger subsidiary, which is the main operating entity, we have $950K in a line of credit.
Okay.
And then in Australia, in the parent company, we have approximately $900,000
US. Okay. And is that the total line of credit, or I mean, is that how much you guys have left, or?
So those would be the cap. And I would say approximately we have now between lowest 150,000 available and highest 300,000 available. It fluctuates around those amounts, I would say. So we have all the time a little bit of availability. That's why I was telling you that currently we have most of the needs covered. But as we grow, it's always good to have available some amount, I guess.
Right.
Well, at the end of last year, we did a fairly large investment in inventory for a new product line we launched.
Okay, what was that?
It was a new magnetic drill, magnetic base. So we entered in a new market, and we decided to increase our inventory in that item a little bit.
Oh, awesome. I'm sure that went pretty well for you guys then.
Yeah, and sales are going well. Inventory is going down. We still have a little bit because we overstock a little bit in order to get a better price and be able to be competitive in a new market.
Yeah, definitely. It's always a good idea, too. Is that a line of credit you guys have? Is that secured or is that unsecured?
It's secured by inventory and, I believe, receivables, and also it's personally guaranteed by our CEO.
Okay. So, all right. Definitely with our working capital, it might be a little more what you guys are looking for. Before we go any further, I think it's best we shoot for what you want, versus what you need. That way, in case we can't get you that full amount, we'll be able to still get you what you need. You tell me a little bit more about, what you're going to use it for, and sounds like definitely you guys will be getting a lot back on your ROI, your return on the investment.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you'd be using it, just generally, what would you be using that working capital for, and, how much ballpark, would you be looking for? We base it off of sales, too, so do you know what your sales were like last year?
For this U.S. entity, last year's sales were $4.5 million.
Oh, wow.
This year, the run rate is a little bit higher. We would be about north of 5 million run rate, and we're budgeting to hit between 5.5 and 6 million by the end of the year. So we expect the second half to be stronger, mainly because of this new product.
Yeah.
And a little slower being a new product and everything, but in the second half, we expect the sales to pick up again.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I mean, that's really good to hear too. It sounds like you guys are really, really growing out there with that that new product. Yeah, I mean, if we're able to free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash, so you know, based on your gross annual sales, we'd definitely be able to get you guys, you know, quite a lot of capital as you see fit for your business. Just a few more questions too. How's your credit? How's the business credit?
How do you mean the business credit?
Or I mean, how's your credit? I mean, is it good?
Yeah, I mean, we've never had any late payment issues or anything, so.
Yeah, that's definitely good to hear too. I mean, we have programs that work from, you know, credit tiers A to D, so you know, you're good credit, sales were good, so you know, we should be able to definitely get you guys a lot. You know, have you looked any elsewhere for the funding?
No, not really. As I told you, we have most of our needs covered. We have looked at increasing the line of credit we have now. We have it with KeyBank. And we've been talking to them to increase a little bit the current facility, but we haven't really looked at anything else. And that increase would be more to bring the debt we have in Australia to the U.S. because all our operations are run from the U.S. So
okay.
Company goal, we want to have all the credit facilities in the U.S. because it makes sense from the operations point of view.
Right, right. Yeah, well, that's always good too. The thing with our loans is they're not meant to be, you know, to replace that line of credit, more to be a, you know, secondary supplemental line of credit you could use. It is unsecured cash too, you know, so you could, you know, use that as you see fit. You know, we do have people that use that to get out of, you know, other debt they might be in, or, you know, however you do see fit for your business.
Related to that, we do have, in order to finance that inventory, we took a shareholder loan at the beginning of the year.
So okay. How much?
That would be an option. We would probably look at paying back some of that because it's a little bit higher interest.
Right. When you said you took that out at the start of the year?
Yep.
And
so we bought about 300 from four different shareholders at the beginning of the year.
That was from four different people, or different shareholders, you said?
Yes. It was from the four board members.
Okay, I see how that works. All right, yeah, and so you guys would be looking, you know, to use some of that to free up some of that that debt you guys have with them?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. That would be a good use. You could do that with that. You know, it definitely does sound like a working capital will probably be a great fit. You know, I just got to get a little more info, you know, see what we can do for you. You know, it depends on, you know, what you look like on paper. And I got a few generic information down, but, you know, I can't really, you know, I can't give you, you know, a set amount, you know, and, you know, terms, everything with that, you know, just in respect to our program. But, you know, with the information that I did gather from you, we definitely would be able to help you out. And working capital would be a great fit for that. If you wouldn't mind, I could send you over a little app. We got a one-page app, very straightforward, but that way we're able to get you, you know, some actual hard numbers and, you know, some terms that you would have an idea with, you know, that way I'm not just throwing out a ballpark. With your numbers that you did give me, that you know, they do look really good, though. We do have, like I said, though, it's just a one-page app, and then with everything else, it's just one-page app, 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then your most recent tax return. And do you guys take credit cards?
We have two credit cards.
I mean, as the business, do you guys accept credit card payments?
Okay.
Or?
Sorry. Yeah. Yes, we do. Not much.
Perfect.
It's because we work mainly with distributors and dealers.
Right.
Direct business to end users, so we process some credit card payments.
Right. Okay, that's fine too. So yeah, then with that, I'm just gonna need with the app, I'll need 4 months of your most recent merge statements for those credit cards too.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's a pretty straightforward app, you know, very simple. We do, one of our bread and butter is, you know, we pride ourselves that we have a 24-hour approval and then typically do funding within 48. It is Thursday, but we're out here in San Diego too as well, so we're on a Pacific time, so we're an hour behind you guys. But, you know, if you probably got that out into me by today, we could probably get that in over to my underwriters. They could work out, you know, just a ballpark of what actual numbers you guys would be fitting into. Probably by the end of the day, maybe the end of tomorrow, if you got that in anytime soon. But other than that, you know, they are really fast. And then if you guys do accept it, you know, we do funding within 48 hours of that that acceptance. So, you know, we are pretty fast. You know, like I said, I just need that app, 6 months, and then tax return. But what's a good email I could shoot that app over to? Is it the one I'm already contacting you with?
Yeah, that one should be the best email.
For
and
sure.
We also have, for the last 2 years, we have CPA reviewed financials, so I will send those as well because it gives
awesome.
Famous, I guess similar information to tax returns, but it has some notes that explains everything a little bit. So
yeah, definitely.
Information.
Yeah, that would help. I mean, I know a lot of, you know, other banks, and when you do applications, they require a lot of information. You know, we're kind of a little bit more simple. You know, you just need those 6 months bank statements and then, you know, that tax return. But, you know, it is a pretty straightforward process. And then when would be a good time for me to follow up, too? I'll go ahead and shoot that our app over right when we get off the phone. I'll go ahead and attach it in that email. But if I don't hear back, when would be a good time for me to follow up?
Probably tomorrow afternoon or early next week, because this afternoon is looking pretty busy. I will try to take a little bit of time and fill that information, but okay. Otherwise I will try to do it tomorrow.
Awesome. Yeah, I understand too, but yeah, I'll definitely go ahead. I'll shoot it over right when we get off the phone, but you know, probably within 5 minutes ish. Yeah, if you got a chance today, if not, you know, whenever works for you. But if I don't hear back tomorrow, I'll give you a call probably towards the end of the business day, you know, just give you a little reminder if I don't get that in. But you know, if not, if I do get that in, you know, I'll let you know via email and everything, and shoot that over immediately to my underwriters, and then get you approval and get you an answer on, you know, what we can really do for you, you know, within probably real quick of getting that app in. So
okay, yeah, sounds good. And once we have that more clear picture of how this
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know, you know, we get you with the pre-approved 250K and everything, but, you know, just to get you with, you know, the general or the, you know, actual hard numbers, you know, on what we actually would be, you know, able to do with your business, you know, based on your information you've given me and everything, you know, I'll definitely be able to get that pretty quick and, you know, give you a clear idea on, you know, what we can do for you. The other thing, the application, I mean, it's a soft tug, you know, it's not going to hurt you guys' credit, and it is free, so, you know, no need to worry about anything like that with us, so, you know, I'll go ahead and shoot that over and then follow up tomorrow. But I appreciate you getting back in contact with me, and look forward to get the ball rolling with you.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
All right.
Touch soon.
All right, thanks again.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Yeah, bye.